Opening the show, Seaman Dan from Thursday Island, and Follow the Sun, released on his 70th birthday in the year 2000.
You were out there, waiting for the sunrise, in your favorite chair, waiting for the dawn. Right from the start, you have always had this feeling to follow your heart, to follow the sun. You went away,
you went away,
leaving me with sorrow,
left me with sorrow,
waiting each day,
waiting each day,
for you to return,
for your return.
How can you go? Don't you know how much I need you? I'll wait for you while you follow the sun. Days turn to years,
years and years
of longing and yearning,
longing and yearning.
Too many tears,
many tears
now have been shed,
have been shed.
Then you came back. You're my life, you're my sunshine. Together we will follow the sun. Then you came back. You're my life, you're my sunshine.
Together we
will follow the sun.
Together we
will follow the sun. Together we will follow the sun.
Welcome to the Dr. Rock Show on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
You're fed up, life don't let up for us. All they talk about is what has gone down, what's been messed up for us. When I look around, I see blue skies, I see butterflies for us. Listen to the sound and lose it in the sweet music. Dance with me. There is beauty in the world, so much beauty in the world. Always beauty in the world, so much beauty in the world. Shake your booty, boys and girls, for the beauty in the world. Pick your diamond and pick your pearl. There is beauty in the world.
Dami Im from her 2014 Heartbeats album, There's Beauty in the World. An Australian singer with soul. In fact, she was born in Seoul, now lives in Brisbane.
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday. A Monday, a Monday is very, very good.
Hello, world.
Or you can kiss me on a Tuesday. A Tuesday, a Tuesday. In fact, I wish you would.
The doctor is in
chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains. And they ain't the kind that you can see. Whoa, these chains of love got a hold on me, yeah. Chains, well I can't break away from these chains. Can't run around, 'cause I'm not free. Whoa, these chains of love won't let me be, yeah. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, I think you're fine. I'd like to love you, but darling,
listening to Dr. Rock on 99.1 Yarra Valley FM, the voice of the valley.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created
The Jacksons, along with Martin Luther King and Barack Obama with Can You Feel It? Some wishful thinking from Judy Collins with the Leonard Cohen song Democracy. Completing our American trilogy, next up is Elvis Costello with a prescient song called Brilliant Mistake. Coming up in our second hour.
Did you know that this week is NAIDOC week?
No, what's that?
It's a special week for everyone to learn about and celebrate the history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people like me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's one of the oldest surviving cultures in the world.
I never knew that.
We can't wait to celebrate.
For sure.
Happy NAIDOC Week!
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Did you know that this week is NAIDOC Week?
No. What's that?
It's a special week for everyone to learn about and celebrate the history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people like me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's one of the oldest surviving cultures in the world.
I never knew that.
We can't wait to celebrate.
For sure.
Happy NAIDOC Week!
Celebrating NAIDOC Week, embracing First Nations cultural knowledge and understanding of country. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
For five decades, NAIDOC Week has celebrated the voices of our First Nations communities, steady, unapologetic and proud. Each year, NAIDOC's themes have called for truth, celebrated culture, honoured resistance and reminded the nation of who Australia's First Peoples are. This year's NAIDOC theme, 50 Years of Deadly, marks a real milestone. It's a tribute to the people who built the NAIDOC movement, the elders who stood firm, the organisers who made space, the artists who turned resistance into expression, and the communities who keep showing up year after year. NAIDOC has always been more than a week. It's a platform, a protest, a celebration, a statement of survival, and the focus of the next hour on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Get involved at www.yarravalleyfm.org.au or via our socials.
She's probably thinking about the way that I die. Yeah, I messed up and it's still eating me up inside. I couldn't have done any better at breaking her heart. Used to be my world, but now we're worlds apart. Thinking before I sobered up, I changed my ways, but it's too late to be good enough. There ain't no way of hitting skip or rewind. Her mind's made up while I'm losing my.
Opening this musical celebration of NAIDOC Week, we heard Nathan Lamont with his new song, Loves to Hate Me. I'm Dr. Rock, your host for this hour, which includes a chat with Charlie Needs Braces, the creator of sensational Indigenous soundscapes, and Charlie herself will be on the line with Nigel Loveday later in the program.
Come on.
there the Andrew Gurrawiwi Band with Gutchamuck, followed by Pride from Charlie Needs Braces, and a reminder that you can hear their story right about half past the hour.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Just empty words.
a voice from the heart. It speaks to everyone. I hear a voice
calling me.
Ganga Jang featuring William Barton and Jack Thompson brought us Speak to Me, A Voice from the Heart. And before that, Muntaruru from the Family Shoveler Band. Time for Reconciliation from Gary Katoa.
Sitting in a park one day when a strange man came my way. Hard faced, but he had a kind smile. He sat with me for a while. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, I come from somewhere long ago when things were a little slow. A different time, a different place. A different smile, a different face. He said, I've seen good and I've seen bad. I've seen changes, for that I'm glad. We've come a long way, but there's a long way to go. Then he said as he got up to go. Reconciliation is more than a word. Reconciliation is more than a word, my friend. You take a little bit of hope, take a little bit of love. Forgiveness and kindness from the sky above. Put them in a basket, then you shake them all around. Then you will find that peace will be found. This is a different time and place from where I'm from. But I know that one day we will walk as one. Little bit of hope, little bit of love. Forgiveness and kindness from the sky above. Well, I've seen good and I've seen bad. I've seen changes, for that I'm glad. We've come a long way, but there's a long way to go. Then he said as he got up, reconciliation is more than a word. Reconciliation is more than a word, my friend. Reconciliation is more than a word, my friend. No, this is not the end. We're only beginning. Reconciliation. Sitting in a park one day when a strange man came my way. Hard faced, but he had a kind smile. He sat with me for a while.
On the 26th of January 1938, while many Australians celebrated the 150th anniversary of the landing of the First Fleet, a group of over 1,000 Aboriginal people gathered at Australia Hall in Sydney to call for full citizenship status and laws to improve the lives of First Nations people. As one of the first major civil rights gatherings in the world, this day became known as the Day of Mourning. Since then, National NAIDOC Week has grown to become both a commemoration of the first day of mourning, as well as a celebration of the history, culture, and excellence of First Nations people. From 1940 until 1965, the Day of Mourning was held annually on the Sunday before Australia Day and was known as Aborigines Day. In 1955, Aborigines Day was shifted to the first Sunday in July when it was decided that the day should also become a celebration of Aboriginal culture as well as a day of protest. Major Aboriginal organisations, as well as state and federal governments, all supported the formation of the National Aborigines Day Observance Committee, NAIDOC. In 1974, for the first time, the NAIDOC committee was composed entirely of Aboriginal representatives. The following year, it was decided that NAIDOC be expanded to become a week of celebrations from the first to the second Sunday in July. In 1984, NAIDOC asked that National Aborigines Day be made a national public holiday to help celebrate and recognise the rich cultural history that makes Australia unique. NAIDOC. National NAIDOC Week is observed annually from the first Sunday in July until the following Sunday.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Get involved at www.yarravalleyfm.org.au or via our socials.
a queen. Since I met you, you treat me like a king. The place that you take me, I think to show me I'm living my dream. Banter queen, since I met you, you treat me like a king. The place that you take me, I think to show me I'm living my dream. You are so natural and beautiful, colorful red, open and wide. You stay still sometimes, the way you sound like a moving red sun. You are so natural and beautiful, colorful red, open and wide. You stay still sometimes, the way you sound like a moving red sun. Everyone can see you. Where are you standing? Where are you standing? Everyone can see you. Where are you standing? Where are you standing? Banter queen. Banter queen. Banter queen. Queen, since I met you, treat me like a king. The place you take me, the things you show me, I'm living my dream. She can be miss, she can be rough, sometimes tough, hey, Banter queen. She can be miss, she can be rough, sometimes tough, Banter queen. You bring sunshine, winter, you make me happy. You are so hot in summer, you make me sweaty. You have no shame job, you are the drama queen. Many people, they blame them, can't handle you. Please, 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 stop the drama, Banter queen. Please, 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 stop the drama, Banter queen.
Melody, you are the red heart of this far country. All the things that you give to me,
Banter queen. Since I met you, treat me like a king. The place you take me, I think you show me I'm living my dream. The best day you take me, I think you show me I'm living my dream. Dream, dream, dream.
Katunga Jr. with Mapatwi Queen, a track which features Kira Vola, and before that the group Gloves, G-L-V-E-S, with Lost. Lots of great music by First Nations artists being released in the past year or so, and all we can do is sample some of it on this short NAIDOC hour on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Did you know that this week is NAIDOC week?
No, what's that?
It's a special week for everyone to learn about and celebrate the history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people like me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's one of the oldest surviving cultures in the world.
I never knew that.
We can't wait to celebrate.
For sure.
Happy NAIDOC Week!
Celebrating NAIDOC Week. embracing First Nations cultural knowledge and understanding of country. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And now it's over to my colleague Nigel Loveday, the presenter of Connect.
Join me, Nigel Loveday, every Friday for 3 hours of live interactive radio from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Connect, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, and streaming live from yarravalleyfm.org.au.
Here's Charlie Needs Braces. We're going to find out a whole lot more soon when we talk to Charlie. Indigenous group with a difference, Charlie Needs Braces. Here they come again, and then we're going to meet Charlie herself.
Thank you.
group with a difference there, Charlie Needs Braces, combining traditional and modern music. First up there, Curry O' Young, followed by Woi Woi. And now let's say hello and welcome to Charlie. Look, I confess to being very curious here. I understand you're Charlie, we already know that. But what's this about needing braces, and what sort of braces do you need?
Well, so I started the project a few years ago when I had braces. So
oh.
I thought it would be funny to name the project Charlie Needs Braces, as I was, I had braces put on and I had a lot of like fresh ups with the braces on, and I thought I'd be doing lots of shows. But this was in 2020. Because my teeth were so crowded, I had like elastics as well, and I just thought that being an adult and having the braces, I was like, I've got to make the most of this. And so, it was a very painful experience, though, to be honest. And I didn't think about the future when it's like, oh, yeah, you don't have braces forever. But I really enjoy a lot of the time the crowd, people come up to me and they just want to talk about their teeth, the different things they're going through. Like now I have plastic retainers at night, which help your teeth like stay in place. And there's actually quite a lot of people that have a similar thing. And so, yeah, it's very funny when you ask at shows, you're like, all right, put up your hand if you've had braces or if you currently have them. And I actually met a kid called Charlie who had braces at a festival, and his family and him just kept coming to the shows, and we just get so many selfies, talk about teeth. And so, yeah, I feel like it's really opened up it's a good conversation starter.
Well, so I understand you're probably giving up music very soon and you're starting dentistry. Is that correct?
Well, you know, you never know. Maybe it's my calling.
Well, you certainly know a lot about it. And importantly, as being a patient, you know what as a dentist, you know what the patient is going through. I mean, there it is.
Yeah.
So I understand you're an Indigenous group and you've got a few dental problems, but they're getting over those. So where are you from, and who are the members in the band? So we know why we need braces. In fact, you're probably going to change your name very soon to Charlie. Charlie Dentist or something. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some people mistake the band name for Charlie Loves Braces.
And you can assure them that's not the case.
No. definitely not. So my mob is the Gurungai people of the Wanganui Nation, and we're saltwater mob from up on the central coast. So if you know where the Hawkesbury River is,
yes.
Or Gosford, that area where the river meets the ocean, so kind of like the mouth of the river and the ocean meeting. The band at the moment is me and my younger sister, Miri. I have a loop station.
Yes.
And I play trumpet, trombone, I do vocals and percussion. And Miri does vocals, and she also uses a sample pad. And we've got a lot of samples in this recent record, their field recording. So we've been out to different areas and recorded bird calls like the kookaburra, the wampu, fruit dove. There's a lot of magpie sounds. There's the ocean and waves. There's a cricket. We sometimes play with a percussionist, and that's really fun. Congas and bongos and chimes, yeah.
It's very moving into your music. I mean, how would you describe it? I mean, it's Indigenous origins there. I can detect that. There's some sort of Western contemporary sounds to me. There's certainly a lot of experiential influences, as you've been describing. It's an amazing fusion of various styles, and it's quite fascinating, really.
Thank you. We were recently on Six and Spec. We did like a short segment on what have they done to my song? And they asked, what do you call this music? And I said, lobster funk.
Tell me your influences there. How would you describe your influences there? I mean, you seem to be right out there and you're influencing yourself to find all these things. But do you have any sort of, are you following any sort of patterns there?
We're very inspired by the local act in our area, such as Bumpy, Tian, Piritu. So we have a lot of local artists that we're influenced and inspired by, particularly like songwriting and storytelling. And I guess a lot of our music, it is inspired by protecting country, taking care of our waterways, wildlife, and sacred sites. So that's a
yes.
And language is a massive part of our songwriting inspiration. In terms of like musical influences, I really like this band called Dune Yard, who they use a lot of looping, and they sort of do a mixture of live looping and they have like electric bass and percussion and a few vocalists. I also really like Fever Ray, who's more of like an electronic sound. But I guess you would say for us, we've got like modern influences, and at the same time, we're also kind of going way back to the roots, you know? From our uncles and aunties, we learn different phrases and bits and pieces, and then putting it into songs is almost like you're memorizing it on another level, you know? Like
yes.
You're memorizing it and it's in a song, and you can always remember those words from the song and the melody. And so I guess for me, sometimes words, you know, that you'll learn, I guess with any language, like you'll learn a word, but if you're not using it all the time, it disappears.
Yes.
From your brain, particularly
yes.
as you get older. And so me, I actually, putting words into songs, I'm like, I don't forget the words. A lot of dancing and interaction with the crowd, and I think that even more reiterates what we're trying to emphasize. Maybe what you're saying is there issues around not having enough traditional instruments? We do feature traditional instruments, and I think that even if it might sound like it's hard to spot at first, but drones and ongoing rhythms, it is from our culture and it is inspired by that. So I think, and a lot of the samples are also kind of quoting our country and our area.
How long has Charlie Needs Braces been going?
Started writing music for the project in 2020 and then didn't start doing gigs till about 2021. It's kind of been going for about 5 years.
Yeah. You've been sort of, I mean, I'd describe you as a very creative person. I mean, you're into music. You've done quite a few things in that line, and you're keeping on expanding your repertoire, if that's the word to use, or your range of things that you're doing. You know, whilst you're not best placed to tell the story of the Melbourne area, Are you thinking of collaborating with local people down here to use your video making skills and your music to relate to a culture down here?
We collaborate with people down here more in the sense of we do shows together. So, for instance, even though Gungagiri is Talawa, so down from Tassie, we seem to collaborate, you know, in festivals, on lineups, and so inevitably we connect and come together and put on these shows for the mm-hmm. community. And I think that is a really nice collaboration because it's a chance for us to tell our story. And we all have different stories.
Yes.
Sometimes they're similar, other times they're, you know, different, and different totems and different animals, different areas, saltwater, river. And so, yeah, I see that as a collaboration. And we also perform together. It's something that organically happens, which
okay.
I find the most natural, yeah.
I want to thank you very much for your time. Good luck
thanks
with your dental
Steve,
work, and
we'll
talk to you soon. This is a song called
All
This
right.
Land.
Thanks,
Charlie. Bye for now.
Who's clan are you living on?
Band's called Charlie Needs Braces, featuring Charlie Woods and her sister Miri. Indigenous culture there, and with a modern fusion as well, and a very, very interesting act.